Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Revelation chapter 18, we were talking about the importance of religion, even a false religion, in the social structure of the culture of man. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Napoleon saw the necessity of reestablishing the church in France. You see, when churches are destroyed, even evil ones, social barriers are broken down, and it's followed by a flood of anarchy. This is why the Antichrist has his own image and his religion in place. It'll take right up where Roman Catholicism, or should I say, Mystery Babylonianism, fails. Understand, a poor religion is better than no religion in holding the masses in restraint. And as bad as the morals and the crimes are in today's world in which you and I live, imagine if there were no churches of any kind in the community seeking to teach morals and responsibility and ways that are right in the treatment of your fellow man. And so the Antichrist, he sees the need. He sees that there is a definite need that we have a religion here on earth, because it's going to be a religion that brings worship to him and eventually to the dragon, who is that old devil, Satan himself. And that will be a time of terrible persecution for anyone who names the name of Christ. Now, you'll notice here in verse 10 of Revelation 18, the twice repeated word, alas, alas, that great city Babylon. For in 1 hour is thy judgment come. Now, the word alas, repeated twice, is the same Greek word in Revelation 8, verse 13, is translated woe. Now, here it is doubled twice. We're seeing alas, alas, and we ask the question, why? Now, although they seem not to use nuclear weaponry in most of the tribulation, it looks like some type of detonation is likened to it, and all is destroyed in 1 hour. The idea there is it happens suddenly, and there's a totality to this devastation. As you know, many countries have embassies to the Vatican. But the day comes when the man-dubbed city is no longer called the Eternal City. The smoke of her burning is far more literal than many theologians will admit. Now, by the way, it's kind of like the Titanic, remember? The ship that God himself cannot sink. Well, it sunk on its maiden voyage. And man has likewise called Rome the Eternal City, as Mystery Babylonianism has moved from its original place in Babylon and moved to Persia and on through the Etruscan plain and finally settled in Rome. And then more of a time later, it began to absorb the church, the Roman Catholic Church there, and then other religions as well, as into its belief system. And many of the things, for example, like the mother with the baby in its arms and the halo about its head, that's all comes out of there, the crossing of the self, the sign of the T or the cross. That all of those are things that started in mystery Babylonianism long before Roman Catholicism came out and just adopted some of those things into its worship. And so what I'm saying here is that man has called Rome the eternal city, and God is going to make sure that her smokes ascend up forever and ever. And that will be it with her. And we're told, the merchants shall also cry. Now, when we look at the merchants, we think of the Wall Streets and the big businessmen. For example, verses 11 through 13 says, "And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise any more. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all fine wood and all manner of vessels of ivory and all manner of vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men." Now, the word merchandise that we just read there in verse 11 has the idea of commodities or products. And in verse 12, you'll notice these commodities or products are things that appeal to our vanity. Gold, silver, precious stones, pearl, fine linen, purple, silk, scarlet. And then the vessels of ivory and of precious woods and brass and iron, marble, all these things are things that have an eye appeal. They appeal to the vanity of man. And it tells us these are things that sell at a great price, which would bring in a great income. Much of these things, like the gold, silver, and precious stones, are things which others deck themselves. And it becomes a mark of their prosperity that they want to put before the world. History tells us of Martin Luther. He was toured through the Vatican and shown its great treasures. He was then told by the tour guide, "We no longer have to say, as our first Pope Peter, 'Silver and gold have I none.'" To which Luther replied, "But can you say as Peter to the lame man, 'Rise up, take thy bed, and walk.'" And, of course, they could not. Then the weakness was shown out to prove what it actually was. My friend, Peter was not the first pope. He wasn't a pope of Rome, and he was never a pope. But nonetheless, I thought that was a good answer by Luther. I thought he did a tremendous job with that. Now, we call verse 12, with all of its gold and silver and other precious metals and stones and so forth, we call that Tinseltown. It has the money. It has the jewels. It has the great commerce and pleasure. So that's what we would call it. But verse 13, we look at that as the false religious desire, as many of these things listed are used for Babylonian-type worship. I wonder, how many souls will be cast down to hell who were taken in by this Babylonianish worship? And the merchants cry, because it's a great financial loss to them. And that takes us to verse 14. "And the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee. And all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all." Now, that also speaks of vanity. But this, then, is the gluttony of a fat Roman system that is steeped in mystery Babylonianism. All the products of comfort, convenience, and creative technology, along with the amenities of an affluent society, are gone. Along with the jobs of the warehouses and factories who help produce the goods and services. You see, my friend, if the world can find a Balaam ready to compromise himself for gold and to bless it for a price and to speak of God's benedictions on its lusts and passions, him will it honor. And to him will Balak's nobles come. But the Isaiahs, Jeremiah's, Paul's, John the Baptist, John Bunyan's, John Huss's, John Wycliffe's, their fate has been to be mocked, imprisoned, stoned, sawn asunder, slain with a sword, nailed to a cross, thrown to wild beasts, and destined to seek asylum in deserts, caves, and mountains. That's what we read in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 37-38. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts, and in mountains, and in dens and caves of the earth. Now, think about that. This is not the type of Christianity people are looking for today. Too many today look for a church by which to be entertained. And if a church is such that it's not necessary to carry a Bible, my friend, you're in the wrong church. If they flash scriptures on the screen, but you're not seeing the entire chapter in context, and on top of that, they're using another version, rather than this good old King James, or the translation as it is, as we say, from the Textus Receptus and Masoretic text, then you're in the wrong church, as far as I'm concerned. If they expound on life with a few scriptures that they just throw in to illustrate all their theories, whether they're in or out of context, instead of expounding on scriptures and using a life situation to illustrate it, they're illustrating life. And they're expounding on life and then trying to find a scripture to go along with. And if that's the case, I just don't see how scripturally you're in the right church. You see, seek the church that expounds the Word of God and makes it all about Jesus Christ and His holiness instead of philosophical meanderings and the entertainment that'll make you feel good. I was recently in a flea market and spoke to a man about coming as I was going down the aisle and visiting the various booths. And this one booth, I spoke to the man, invited him to church, and got to talking about our church. And he said something about what kind of services, I guess. And I said, well, we're old-fashioned. We preach the Bible. We use the old music. And by that, I mean a music that is Christ-honoring. It's not a rock and roll concert. The music is distinctively Christian. He said, I think you got to have all kind of music to bring the young people in. You're not going to get them in. And so, you have to let people like that know, well, if that's what you're going to win them with, that's what you're winning them to. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.